Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, any U.S. presidential election, but this one more than most, has ramifications for, a few billion people who do not get to vote. That's what happens when the U.S. is the world's only superpower and is engaged in a global war on terror, not to mention does the most to shape the global economic system. People around the world are intensely interested in this election, so we will start this hour with a quick world tour. We'll visit Mexico, Britain, India, Qatar, Israel, and Nigeria to find out why this election matters there in each case. And then, for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific WNYC exit poll, we want our next round of calls to come from people who are immigrants to this country casting your first ballot today. Okay? So we've got that on the screening, end. Immigrants from anywhere to the United States casting your first ballot as American citizens today. 212-267-WNYC, 267-9692. But first stop on our instant world tour, New Delhi, where Veer Singh joins us. He's a journalist working for PNA, a media consortium, and you know may know his name as a freelancer for NPR. Veer, thank you so much for doing this. Hello from New York.
Hi from New Delhi.
Do you think people in your country are paying closer attention to the U.S. election this year?
Oh, yes, certainly. That's in no small part because of the increased visibility of Indian Americans, but also the importance given now to broader economic ties between India and the U.S. So there's a lot of expectations, especially in the area of economic policy.
So what do you think is at stake for India in this election?
Well, firstly, you may ask me this later in the interview, but let's get it out of the way. I mean, Bush or Kerry is not really so much the issue as the continuity of certain policies by the U.S. We see a lot of things at stake, first and foremost, the economy. How open will the U.S. be to Indian exports of, not just traditional goods, but also the IT industry? India is very concerned about the fears and, railing against outsourcing to India. There are several bills in the U.S. Congress and in several state legislatures, and people are looking, to see what will happen to the rhetoric against outsourcing, and a lot of the outsourcing happens to India, so that's a very big issue here.
Wouldn't that make Indians lean toward Bush because Kerry, at least in his rhetoric, has been more of the bear against outsourcing?
Well, yes, of course, Indians generally see Bush in much clearer terms than they see Kerry. They see a Bush administration for the last 4 years. They know what Bush stands for. Bush is a much easier candidate to size up, at least in the Indian view. He's taken a very, clear stand against terrorism. He's led a war against Iraq. It's under his administration that, yes, we've seen, despite rhetoric and reality, a softening of the U.S. Official position on outsourcing. So, yes, of course.
Any guess how your country would vote if the world's largest democracy had a say in the world's oldest democracy?
Well, perhaps as in the U.S., much younger voters are still very, angry about the war in Iraq. Some of them see this as a referendum. A lot of them have seen the Michael Moore documentary, so they feel that, that they should and would reject Bush for that reason alone. However, if you talk to a lot, Indians of various stripes and ages, you see a kind of a more, a spread in opinion. And yes, some of the opinion polls here have pointed toward Bush returning to the White House.
Okay. And last thing, there has been some global polling, as you may know, with most of the world going for Kerry, but India divided in half, if this poll is accurate. I guess that's about what you were saying a moment ago, huh?
Yes. I mean, a lot of the Indians are also informed by some of the, the Indians who migrated to the U.S. A lot of the Indians there are, among the more affluent sections of society and therefore Republicans. So you see, yes, a lot of Indians also in the race for Congress, as in from the state of Louisiana, there's an Indian-born American. So there's a lot of interest, there. Mm-hmm. And I think we have more Indian-Americans running for, on the Republican Party ticket. So there's some sort of affinity one can sense there towards the Republicans.
Veer Singh in New Delhi, thanks so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you.